Beatles are the subject of today's bumper music only because of, you know, going over the Michael Devers debate over the weekend. And there were so many things that just, it was just foolish. And we played several of them in the last hour, and we're going to play a couple of them again for our friend, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who joins us now because she also arranged for some of the guests that we'll have starting in our next segment. Kristen, how are you?
I am all right. It's so good to be here with you, Pat, because you're like a ray of sunshine on a gloomy, just blah kind of day.
You are very, very sweet. And I can report one or two rays of sunshine trying to peek through the gloom over here on Lake Wissota. So I hope more of that sunshine gets your way soon, because those wind chills, I'm not really ready for wind chills in the 20s yet.
No, but I think Green Bay right now is in mourning after the game yesterday. So we may not see sunshine for a while.
That was just, it was just sad. We're not even going to relive it all, except to say, you know, to the team, just get it together, guys. I mean, seriously.
Some of the post-game comments that some of the players were saying, you can hear that they're all frustrated. Mm-hmm. Something is not clicking with them this year. And I don't know what it is, but man, you know, I love this team. I love what they do with their community, how they bring people together. It is one of my favorite things in the world to go and tailgate and spend time with people. But we've got to have a team that's putting in the effort, too.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to necessarily make you angry, but did you watch the debate Friday night, or did you steer clear?
I didn't. We had our big OBGYN meeting in Wisconsin, so that was our dinner. It was poorly timed because we're very deeply invested in this race, and I have heard clips of it. What I've heard is it just sounded, first of all, ugly. Mm-hmm. Second of all, like, is this really the most effective way to get these messages across? There's got to be a better way to inform the electorate about all of these positions.
Oh, there is. And, you know, media and candidates, you know, just will not encourage the in-depth follow-up questions rather than the debate. I think the debates that we've seen have kind of, you know, worn out their welcome. And the times when you have blatant liars as candidates, you can't have a typical debate. You can't just stop right there in the middle of the debate and say, I'm sorry, you're lying. Or like Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday in a debate called, you know, one of the reporters a Democratic operative. How are you supposed to, you know, deal with that? So, no, we need something better. But the debate is what we have. And we're going to talk about several issues with the guests from Northern Door Activism. But since you're an OBGYN, we have to revisit, for Aaron, it's cut number 3, the abortion comment from Tim Michaels. And this time, I mean, I've already talked about how ridiculous it is. So as much as it might anger you, I'm actually going to want you to talk about this from a scientific medical standpoint. Here's Tim Michaels talking about his position on abortion.
I am pro-life, and I make no apologies for that. But I'll tell you who the real radical is. The real radical is Governor Evers, where he is for allowing abortion as late as at the time of birth. Even vetoed the Born Alive bill, which would allow a doctor to murder a baby after birth. That is extreme.
What?
Yeah, you're right. That really pisses me off.
It should. I mean, it's so amazingly insulting. And again, if it weren't a debate, a reporter would just stop right there and go, I'm sorry, do you have any proof of this whatsoever? Any?
First of all, nobody murders a baby after they're born. I mean, that's homicide. Second of all, the only place where abortion up until the time of birth exists is on conservative talk radio and these conservative talking points. This just simply doesn't happen. In the real world, once that limit of viability is reached, these pregnancies, first of all, are often desired, deeply desired, and they're troubled pregnancies. The moms have a medical issue. The fetuses have an issue. So we bring in consultants. There are lots of people talking, lots of emotional conversations, and we're trying to make the best possible decisions for these people, these families, these fetuses. So to insult these suffering people who are dealing with complicated, sometimes the most complicated, disturbing situations they will see in their entire lives by making these kinds of comments so flippantly, it just makes me so angry. This simply does not happen.
There's one scenario that, I have a tangential relationship to, so I will try not to be too emotional about it. But it was the case of, a mother of multiples who, again, late in the pregnancy, it was a terrible risk. And it was, we either have to deliver, these babies, plural, mm-hmm. or you're going to die. And mm-hmm. so, they induced delivery, got to spend a little time with them, but then of course they died. But I mean, we're talking about the induction process to save that woman's life is a crime now.
Yeah.
That's
can you even imagine being that woman with that desired pregnancy, mm-hmm. knowing that what's happening is that she's choosing herself over her baby, but it's not even a real choice because the babies can't survive without the mom. Right. So there is no other option. How heartbreaking is that? So for politicians that's like real. Tim Michels, that's real. This happens not uncommonly in the real world. So mm-hmm. for Tim Michels to be beating up these folks, it's just unconscionable.
It really is. And we'll maybe talk more about that later on. But first, on a much lighter, well, not a much lighter note, but on a lighter note, there are some people in Northeast Wisconsin who are really getting involved with the election process who might not have normally in the past, but this is a time like no other. We will talk about the folks from Northern Door Activism right after this here up north. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Whitelaw on this Monday, October 17th, just about 3 weeks till Election Day. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins me once again to introduce us to some more amazing women that she's met. We're going to need to start a wall of fame or something for you, Kristen, for all these multiple women that you bring in for these panels to talk to us, on a weekly basis or more. You're getting rather connected here, Governor, in waiting.
Not the wall of fame for me, the wall of fame for these incredible women who were frustrated when the Dobbs leak came out and decided that they wanted to do something about it. But they've never done anything like this before. So they pooled their resources. They started having conversations. They were involved in an event, created an event, I believe, but we'll get to that. And here we are, 5 months later, they are a collective powerhouse of grassroots organizing. And the reason we wanted to bring them on the show today was to show how regular people can make a difference when they feel inspired.
That's exactly it. And so we're visiting with three women from Sister Bay, Sarah White, Emma Cox, and Aaliyah Kidd, and the group that they have formed is called Northern Door Activism. See, door, see what they did there? Northern Door Activism is what gets them involved. And Kristen, by and large, I'm going to have you run the Q&A, but just so I get a chance to talk and say hi to them all. Sarah, Emma, Aaliyah, does one person get the credit for really getting the ball rolling on this, or did this start a cup of coffee or over, what have you? Who started this? Or who got the ball really rolling and why? Anybody? This is a jump ball. Who wants to take it?
Oh, I'll take it because Emma.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Emma is one of the most humble people you'll ever meet. So she'll never admit that this was her doing. But she's the one that kind of got the ball rolling after the Roe v. Wade decision by the Supreme Court and just sent out a note to a couple of us business owners in Sister Bay and said, this is frustrating. Let's do something about it.
So that's it, Emma. No. You've been named. So you're going to go next. What happened and why that you said, I got to send this note out?
Like Sarah said, I was feeling frustrated. I was feeling like I want to do something. I was seeing all these marches and demonstrations being organized across the country, and I hadn't seen anything like that here. And so I thought, well, if nobody else is going to do it, I guess I'll do it. And then I just sent it out to Sarah because they at Peach Barn, they had just hosted the start of a Northern Door Pride event. So I thought, maybe they would.
Emma, we got a little garbled on the Zoom there. I heard you say Peach Door and an event.
Yes, sorry. Peach Barn is Sarah's business.
Okay.
Here in Sister Bay. And Northern Door Pride is another organization up here. And they had hosted a walk this summer. And so I thought, well, this is a good starting point. They've been the host for an event, a walk, a march before. And so I thought that was a good place to start. So I reached out to Sarah, and then she kind of took it from there with getting all the other local businesses involved.
All right. And Sarah, we'll ask you more about that in just a bit. But Aaliyah, I want to bring you into this as well to talk about what it was that inspired you. But what are you doing these days? And, you know, what are you now doing or why are you now doing something to interrupt what you were otherwise doing?
Yeah. So I originally am from the Madison area, moved up here in 2018. And just like Emma and Sarah, over the summer, I was feeling very frustrated. And I heard about the event that they organized and got some of my friends and family members to attend. And after that, I was still angry and still frustrated because the event was so wonderful. We had such a great showing from our community members and business owners locally. So it was super inspiring. But after that, so we all marched and had that day together. But then after that, I was like, okay, what else can we do? Because it felt good to show up together. What are the next steps? And so after that, we all kind of started chatting, and I was like, if I can help in any way, that's how we kind of got connected. And my background, like I said, was in, maybe I didn't say that, but marketing and PR and social media. So I'm freelancing right now, and I had some time. I was like, I'm ready to help. So that's where I jumped in.
And I too feel that anger and frustration that you felt, Aaliyah, and that we all, I think, have felt since the Dobbs leak happened. I mean, that was such a moment to make us really realize that this was coming down. We didn't know how it was going to affect us in Wisconsin. And unfortunately, it has affected us in the most profound way. And we're just starting to see those effects really hit home. Sarah, I want to go back to you. Peach Barn is your new business. You just opened this spring. Tell us a little bit about what brought you to the Sister Bay area. What inspired you to open this business and to become what now is kind of known as a center for people to come together and have these hard conversations and really make a difference in their community?
Oh, what a great question, Kristen. We had the opportunity to move to Sister Bay about a year and a half ago, coming up actually on 2 years. And we have three little daughters who we are raising. And Sister Bay, Door County, just has always been kind of a second home to us. And we decided we wanted to raise our kids in this community. And it was kind of a dream of ours to open a brewery. There's a whole long story I could give you about how this came to be and how we actually opened, but one of kind of the most important factors in opening our business was to be able to bring people together. And that was really the foundation of why we opened and what we were hoping to accomplish. And, you know, we really want people to have discussion. I think that so much education comes from just having those conversations. And sometimes in our Northern Door activism group, we have those conversations like, you know, why are we thinking about that? Or how would you have this conversation if somebody approaches you about that? And so we're all constantly learning. None of us are experts in this. We're all actually looking, Kristen, to you and others to help guide us and teach us. And so I think that's just been such an important part of how we all came together. We all kind of have that same foundation, I'll say, that we're learning and open to learning, open to hearing new ideas, and also wanting to figure out how to affect change and what that really means. Mm-hmm. So that's been a big part of why the Peach Barn opened, how we opened, and then also kind of what some of the future events we're hoping to host include.
And starting these conversations lead to other conversations, which is how we got connected. We have a mutual friend who said, I don't know what kind of trouble we can drum up together, but I'm sure we can do something pretty amazing. And so we met this summer and had a great conversation and decided that we wanted to do an event. Emma, do you want to talk a little bit about this event that we did at Peach Barn and who we featured and what we were able to accomplish?
Sure. Yeah. So after we met, we had some conversations when we met and then after about possibly getting some candidates together. And when we realized, hey, we have, you know, Andrea Gage Michaels, we have Roberta Thelen, we have you, Kristen, and then Sarah Rodriguez came into the picture. And we thought, okay, we have, these are all women candidates. These are all Democratic women candidates and from our area. And let's build on the momentum of the women's walk that we did this summer and turn this into a, we called it a Row Your Vote discussion panel. And so it focused largely on women's reproductive rights in Wisconsin. And it was, we really just wanted to get these incredible women in front of as many people in our community as we could, because people had been asking since the walk, hey, what's next? What are you going to do next? We want another event. We're eager for it. And so it felt like a great opportunity to build on that momentum.
It was huge. It was standing room only. It was packed. And it wasn't just us up there on the stage having these conversations and answering these questions, but the crowd was interacting and engaging. And I remember one woman in particular who was up towards the front, and she was older, and she talked about her experience. Do you remember this? She talked about her experience as a young married woman before the Griswold decision came out, and how she had to get a letter from her husband in order to get birth control pills. And I think that was really eye-opening to so many of the people who were there, because we can't even begin to understand what it was like to live in a time like that. But now we're looking at a time like that, and we're fighting for it. We're fighting so that we don't have to deal with that. And instead of moving backwards, we can actually move forwards. And so I want to turn it over to you, Aaliyah, because I want to talk a little bit about the community that you live in, how you got there, and recognize that this is Door County. It's not like you are in Green Bay. I mean, you're a significant distance up the peninsula, yet you've got this vibrant, beautiful community that continues to evolve and grow. Tell us about how you got there and tell us about your community.
Yeah, so similar to Sarah, my husband and I moved up here knowing that it is such a great community for families and for raising kids. So that's what we did. And in 2020, I had a daughter, and we've, you know, been raising her here in Sister Bay. And of course, as everybody knows, in 2020, the pandemic hit, and a lot of lives were changed. And I did start to notice, of course, that more young families to the area since 2020. I've got multiple new friends with young kids who are newer to the area and have kind of come from all over. So we've got people from Indiana, from California, from Chicago. And it's wonderful to see that. Obviously, we have this new vibrant community energy here as well. And people who moved here are just learning about Door County. We know it's a wonderful place to live and raise your family. But now we're kind of learning going into these midterms as a first, you know, big election happening here. You know, who's representing us? And I think a lot of people are learning that we aren't being represented very well right now. We have Republican men in office for us, so we're trying to change that. And the good thing is, before 2022, Door County has been more purple and has ridden the line between blue and red, and, you know, some elections go back and forth. So we kind of understand that and realize that if we speak up and we kind of use this momentum with these newer families and newer faces, let's create a change here.
All right. When we come back from the break, we're going to take this not just into the, you know, idea phase and then first gathering and getting to meet each other and react, but then actually taking it toward making a difference in elections, which comes down two different paths. One is, you know, the folks that, you know, think like you, agree with you, but, you know, they don't vote. So we got to get them to the polls. But then the other heavier lift that's out there, and that's reaching the folks who, you know, can be persuaded or, you know, don't always agree with you, but might this year for all kinds of good and proper reasons. So we will talk to Sarah, Emma, and Aaliyah from Northern Door Activism on the other side of this break. You're up north.
Follow Up North News with our daily newsletter. Go to our website, upnorthnewswi.com, and click newsletter on the top banner. Once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
What a busy show we have Tuesday, and what a question mark we have for Wednesday. On Tuesday, author Ron Faola, who's authored three coffee table books about Wisconsin supper clubs, will join us to talk about the fourth book that he's working on. We will also have Hans Breitenmoser, farmer from Lincoln County, talking about some of the rural economic issues. And Kristen, are you joining us again tomorrow when we get to talk to ball boy extraordinaire Pat McBride?
This is the best week ever. I am so excited about this week on Up North News Radio. We are going to have so much fun talking with my mentor and dear friend, Pat McBride, Dr. Pat McBride, the former Dean of Students at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health, who has an incredible history of working with the Bucks, the Brewers, and the Packers, plus superimposed on all of the things that he has seen in his young life with growing up with alcoholic parents. So very interesting life story, and he is quite a storyteller.
It's really going to be something. And then Wednesday, it's you, me, and Kirk Bangstad in a room together for the first time. What could possibly go wrong there? So
there won't be any Baileys in my coffee Wednesday morning.
Sure, that's my position, and I'm sticking to it. All right, we're going to turn back now to our guests, Sarah White, Emma Cox, Aaliyah Kidd, all from Sister Bay, helped start a group called Northern Door Activism, and doing the outreach to their neighbors around Door County. And, you know, Aaliyah talked for a bit about getting to meet folks who are relatively new to Door County, making sure they know the issues in Wisconsin and think about voting. But during the break, I took a look at just the Door County numbers only from 2020. And if you want to see the importance of one-to-one outreach, understand that Donald Trump got 49% of the vote in 2020, and Joe Biden got 49.9% of the vote to carry Door County. However, in the race for Congress, Mike Gallagher got 56% of the Door County vote versus 44% for Amanda Stuck. So here's my question, and I'm not trying to be the skunk at the garden party here, but just saying, once you get people who are like-minded in a room, yes, some of them don't regularly vote, you're going to get them to vote. That's never going to be enough in a county with nearly 30,000 people in here. So again, and Emma, I guess I'll start with you since you took on the challenge initially of forming this group. Is that even a role for you, is to do outreach to potential swing voters elsewhere in the community, people who lean Republican, but because of the Dobbs decision are going to get involved? Or are you in fact more of a niche group and just getting like-minded people who don't normally vote in midterms to go vote this November?
Well, I think we are finding our footing right now in what that means for us. So we have had the wonderful opportunity to be kind of, I would say, mentored by some other organizations here with a little bit more experience than us. Mike and Judy, who run Indivisible Door County, have been wonderful resources for us. They've been around for, I think, 7 or 8 years, doing what you're talking about, doing outreach in the community, getting people voting. And they've worked with us a lot. We've also met with the Democratic Party of Door County a number of times and have worked with them on things like postcard writing. We're having some canvassing events coming up. And additionally, we have spoken with the League of Women Voters, who we were directed toward time and time again for voter registration assistance. We were looking at that as being something we could help with, but it seems like they have that well in hand, at least in our community. So we have been kind of trying to talk to whoever will talk to us about what it is we're doing and see what we can learn from them and what they need from us in terms of outreach. So we're kind of taking our cues from these people who have more experience and then applying it in ways that we find to be, I don't know, that we find to be palatable for us and for our community and our kind of demographic.
Kristen, it sounds like they're doing the right things to get started.
I think it's so refreshing to hear you coming at this from the perspective of somebody who just really wants to make a difference and is having to do all of the fact finding and figure out who those groups are who can help. And how exactly do you do this? How do you canvas? How do you put together an event? And let's not leave out the Tri-County Influence Campaign, who have signs everywhere across Door County, Kewaunee, and Brown County, recognizing that this part of the state really does have the potential to make some significant change. Sarah, I want to go to you because during the break, we talked a little bit about when you first decided to come together, how did you decide who was going to be on the team and then what you were going to do next?
Yeah, so after the women's walk, we were completely blown away by the number of individuals who showed up for that. And it really, it took us a couple of weeks to really kind of decompress from that. And obviously there was a need in the community for continued conversation and activism. So we all kind of got together in Emma's backyard and started having just a lot of brainstorming conversations around, okay, what do we do next? Like, what is our role in carrying this forward? And as Emma mentioned, there are so many other really incredible groups that are doing some of the work we initially thought maybe would be important for us to help with. And instead, what we're doing is finding how can we learn from each other and what information are some of these other groups already doing that we can help support and then vice versa. So that was kind of just eye-opening for us and also kind of allowed us to figure out what our niche was going to be. So we decided after lots of conversations and really kind of serving the community, what is the group that attended the women's walk, what are they really looking for? And obviously events and just creating awareness at that local level became something that was really important and a place to just exchange information and ideas focused on women's rights, eventually climate justice, partnering with some of the other groups here who are active in that space, racial justice, reproductive health, and partnering with Northern Door Pride, right? So there's just a lot of different really important issues that we know need to be, have a space to have conversation about. And then how can we take those issues, create activism, and also create, tie those back, those issues back to candidates. So that's a part that honestly, Aaliyah has been instrumental in helping us with. Kristen, you have been as well. But we decided really to be more focused on issues and making sure that there was valid information out there, connect those voices to those issues, and then make sure that the political piece carries from that work.
Well,
I want to say something though, real quick, Pat, because I know you're going to jump in. But you started with issues, but then you had to get political. How did it feel? Was it terribly uncomfortable, or did it feel like the right thing, or both?
And what I did say to you and Emma and Leah, I'd be interested in you guys too. I would not call myself a political person, to be honest. I would not. After seeing how change happens though, and learning so much these last 6 months, without getting involved in politics, we will never affect change. And so I'm learning that and I'm embracing it. And, I see the change that we have the opportunity to make.
So you mentioned issues, and I will give my usual disclaimer that one poll means nothing. And yet, I'm going to base my next question on it anyway. There's a new national poll out that asks about the generic congressional ballot. And of course, folks on the left kind of, you know, some of them have their hair on fire. It's showing that Republicans have edged ahead, but again, it's within the margin of error. So again, every vote counts. But the other part of the poll, besides the generic ballot, was about issues. And the takeaway from it was that abortion care and women's rights related to abortion had fallen from its top spot, had even fallen out of the top five. And this is something I've talked about for months now, was will this issue fade and its importance to many voters between now and then? And how do you prevent that from being the case? So, Aliyah, I'll put that onus on you first in terms of keeping that issue in front of voters as a motivating factor.
Yeah, I think, you know, abortion to me, you know, it can be such a complex issue, of course, but my perspective on it is that it's tied to our greater equality as women functioning in our society and in Wisconsin. And I think for us, and that's what we've kind of tried to connect it to as well, because obviously the abortion decision was huge and scary. And I feel like it hurts all women, you know, personally as a mother and as somebody who wants to have more kids, it's definitely scary. But also understanding that as a mother, you have a lot on your plate, and being somebody who, if you don't have the choice to become a mother, or if you get in a situation where it's going to be detrimental to your health, how are you going to go back to work full time? And then if you don't have great maternity leave or paid leave for your family, it's just, it affects everybody on every level, and it affects families, affects mothers, and it's not just women. So to me, like, that's where it really matters on a larger scheme. But how to communicate that, I think that's just through our conversations and continuing to tie it to the broader issues that affect everybody, including men, including our husbands and fathers and across the board.
Absolutely. There is not enough room in our exam room for a doctor, a patient, and the U.S. government, period. To paraphrase Raphael Warnock from his debate the other day. All right, Emma, your current representatives are Andre Jacques and Joel Kitchens. Andre Jacques is a prolific bill introducer, but most of his bills have some sort of anti-choice angle. The candidates who are running against these two are Roberta Thielen for Assembly and Andrea Gage Michaels for Senate. Tell us a little bit about your hope for the election, your relationship with Andrea, what you see in her, and why you choose to support her in particular.
Well, I can tell you that it was an absolute pleasure and privilege to host an event with Andrea and Roberta. And, you know, we spoke to Andrea. We had a conference call with her before the event, and we hung up and we were like, oh my goodness, she is so wonderful. Like, this is just from one phone call. She's wonderful. She's dynamic. You feel like you're just talking to like a genuine person who wants what's best for their community. And if that's not what you want in a representative, then, I mean, I don't know what else you could possibly ask for, aside from, you know, obviously we're blind on the issues that she is, but I feel like, what I feel like is you want somebody who's going to show up for your community. And I don't feel that from Andre Jacques, you know, in particular, who she's running against, you don't feel like you are heard, like you are represented. And I do feel like that is the case with Andrea. I do feel like she has the best interests of who would be her constituents at heart, which is critically important, I think, and often lacking.
Very much so, because of the way that our state is so grossly gerrymandered, our representatives don't have to represent. Yep. But we're going to change that with the things that you all are doing. And with the 1 minute we have left, Sarah, what is your vision for the future? Where do you go from here with Northern Door activism?
Well, we have a lot of work to do these next 3 weeks. We will be knocking on doors. We have a lot of energy right now, I would say, going into the election. We are going to be here for the community and for one another, just because whatever happens during the election, I mean, we really see this as an incredibly important election. We are worried if things don't go the way we believe they need to, what the aftermath of that will be. So we have a lot of planning underway. We're really focused on the election, but then after the election, we'll be open to supporting the community and whatever additional education opportunities and conversations we need
Sarah,
to have.
Hold that thought. We'll continue more after the break. You're up north. Yeah. Back one more time with Sarah White, Emma Cox, and Aaliyah Kidd from Sister Bay Northern Door Activism, joining Dr. Kristen Lyerly for a discussion this hour about getting people motivated to vote who might not otherwise vote, and people who have typically voted one way to maybe vote another way. It is something you can do right now. There's 3 weeks to go until the elections. You can get your ballot mailed to you yet. Be in touch with your local elections clerk. Like my, at some point, I'm going to open up this envelope and actually fill it out. But for now, it's a great prop. So you can get in touch with your local clerk. Find out more at myvote.wi.gov. And also find out about in-person absentee voting that, again, you can do at your local clerk's office starting a week from tomorrow. And again, days and hours vary based on your local clerk. So get in touch with their office directly or myvote.wi.gov. And so you guys have not only the work to do outreach and to motivation, but then the old, you know, GOTV, as they say, get out the vote and doing all of that. And when we had to cut you off, Sarah, it was where you are and what it is that you want to do next. And I'm kind of steering this discussion away from, you know, the outreach to the ballot box, but you know better than I do. What are you doing these next 22 days?
Yeah. And we, you know, a lot of this has been, what do the 300 individuals who showed up for the women's walk, what are they interested in and how can we help support that? And, you know, part of this is we want to make this fun. I mean, learning can be fun. And part of this is just creating a space and a community where we can bring people together on issues that we want to learn about and that we care about. And that we means all of us. So, you know, we've talked about learning how to compost and, you know, how to deal with food waste and educating one another on that. Or Earth Day, we've talked about figuring out how to pull a panel together to talk about climate change or work with the climate change organizations already up in Northern Door. So we are, you know, focused on women's rights, focused on the midterm election right now, but a lot more to come with Emma and Aaliyah and the rest of the Northern Door Activism Group.
I so love that you said Earth Day, because that is one of my favorite things in the world, because it started in Wisconsin. It started here with Senator Gaylord Nelson. And Pat and I have talked about this many times because Clear Lake is over in his region. But you're right. There is so much more to do. And what you're doing right now, it feels like a hard stop at the election because there's like a branching point. Are we going to have more opportunities to look toward the future and, you know, really dream about what it could be? Or are we going to continue to have to fight fires? It doesn't matter. Either way, we're not going away. We're going to continue to stick together and have a great time doing it and just envision what the future could possibly be. So, Aaliyah, having said that, what could the future be for us? Where can we go from here?
Yeah, that's a great question. Like I said, I think we're all trying to figure that out. Like, the next however many days until the election, like I said, we're focused on canvassing, really, and we are trying to get out the vote. That is definitely what we're focused on now. We're going to do that next weekend. We're going to do it the weekend going into the election night, and then hopefully, yeah, we're going to be together as the election results come in and see what's next. But yeah, like Sarah said, there's so many other issues up here. And that's really where we formed is these issues that bring us together and unite us, that we know our community is concerned about. We want to take that forward and make it fun. And so whether that's, yeah, a social or a panel discussion or, you know, just getting together to talk and have coffee and continue these conversations and be each other's support. You know, that's something that I've really found wonderful about this group too, is it's not only this, what we're doing, but it's the people that we've met. Like, it's wonderful to have that support here. So,
well, Emma, this is, you know, you helped get the ball rolling on this as we've established here. So based on what you've heard, are things going like you hoped they would? Better? Are there things that are going off in a different direction? What's your takeaway after sending out that first note?
Well, I think from the jump, when we showed up to our first event at the Women's Block, we just have kept saying, I didn't think it would be this big. I didn't think we would get this much traction. And I think that everything we've done since then, whether it's been people signing up for our mailing list, people joining our private Facebook group, people showing up to write postcards, coming to the panel discussion, everything we've done so far has had that same sense of, I can't believe that this is happening. So I would say, to answer your question, it has been a lot bigger of a response, a lot better of a response than I ever could have hoped for. And I really hope to continue in the future in making these things that can often be intimidating or often be divisive or just a little bit like, oh, I don't know, that's not really me. I'm not really political. Making them seem approachable and fun. And like, yes, this and all of this affects every single person, whether you want it to or not, whether you think you're involved or not, it affects you. It affects your daily life. So how do we make it so that people want to be involved? How do we make it approachable for people? I think that's what I hope it continues to be, is a safe, comfortable place for people to dive into these things.
If you have, I am sure you have motivated people, and if they feel motivated but have any questions, either questions or want to offer support or anything, is there any contact information for the group at this point?
We have an email address. That's about it so far.
No, that's it. What is it?
It is northerndooractivism@gmail.com.
There you go. northerndooractivism@gmail.com. Emma Cox, Sarah White, and Aaliyah Kidd, you hang with us for a bit. Thank you so much for being here. But I just want to take these last 2 minutes here with Kristen just to kind of, close the book on this hour. And I wanted to echo something that Andrea Gage Michaels wrote as part of the setup to this that we didn't get into, but is definitely worth keeping in mind. This isn't just about winning or losing a state Senate race, winning or losing an assembly race. It's every vote in Door County counts the same as everybody else's in Wisconsin when it comes not only to electing a governor and a U.S. senator, but an attorney general. And as Andrea mentions, the vital importance of ensuring that Governor Evers' vetoes are not overridden and that Attorney General Josh Call's powers are not vulnerable to legislative tampering. So, I mean, Kristen, these ladies have a very well-rounded view of you know, where the path goes from here.
They sure do. There is so much at stake with this election, both locally with your state senators and state assembly people, but definitely across the state. So even for folks who are in places where maybe they don't have a choice, there are a number of people who are running unopposed, and maybe you don't want to vote for them, but it is so important to get out and vote for Governor Evers, vote for Attorney General Call. They are game changers here. For me, as someone who takes care of women in the state of Wisconsin, recognizing that this 1849 abortion ban that is in the courts right now could become a permanent reality, and things could get even worse from there. We've definitely seen lawmakers hint at making things more onerous for women in Wisconsin, and that just affects every single one of us economically. It affects our families. It affects our communities. It affects everything.
It sure does. Kristen, we'll see you again tomorrow and Wednesday. Ladies, thank you again for joining us for this hour. And thank you for being a part of Up North News for this Monday. We'll have more coming up in our next hour after our top of the hour break. You're up north.